Coast Guard Auxiliary Commander David Larkin is wearing black military boots and a navy blue baseball cap that reads U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Both of his navy blue uniform lapels have what appear to be eagle patches.
So the first thing when you're walking up towards the boat is you just sort of look at the overall condition as you're coming to the boat.
Okay.
If it's underwater, you turn and walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
He holds a clipboard and stands on one of the floats at Wrangell's Shoemaker Harbor with fellow auxiliarist Liz Buness. She sports a similar deep blue uniform.
So we're walking up and it's not underwater? Partially.
Okay, partially.
It's partially, but not completely, right? So
they're doing vessel inspections, and it seems the bilge pump on Jim Anderson's 20-foot boat, a 1981 Svensson, has stopped working.
Unless the battery's dying or something, it doesn't matter. The boat holds water.
Buness has to board the boat to check the pressure of the fire extinguisher.
I hope I don't sink the boat. My goodness, you can feel
that. This will hold a lot of water.
Where's that?
Right here.
Together, Larkin and Buness make their way through their checklist.
So that's fine. Electrical systems. He turned stuff on. I didn't see sparks. Looks pretty good. You know, the batteries are all enclosed. The person in the water kit, he just showed us. He's got the gaff hook right there. That'll get somebody aboard.
Larkin uses some moments for teaching, explaining what can and can't fit within the Coast Guard's vessel safety requirements.
Do you know about when you need to report an accident?
Immediately. Within 24 hours.
That's a good answer right there. That is enough of an answer.
No. Okay.
They don't have to go into what are the, you know, dollar limits. If he just knows I got to report it right away, if he calls up and it doesn't meet the requirement, they'll say, you don't need to tell us.
No.
So that's
okay.
Good. So that's good.
Larkin visited Wrangell earlier this month, along with the Coast Guard Auxiliary's chief of staff for Alaska, to try and drum up local interest in joining the volunteer branch of the Coast Guard. Coast Guard Auxiliary can do vessel inspections, but also can help educate about boating and life jacket safety, respond to pollution, spearhead harbor cleanups. Ham radio operators in the Coast Guard Auxiliary can relay messages when VHF towers are down. Auxiliary members can also volunteer their boats to be used as Coast Guard vessels if there's a need, to do little missions like checking navigation aids or looking for pollution. For now, the Wrangell detachment of the Auxiliary is a party of one, with Buness holding down the fort.
You see, Jamadam says, we were here.
So
we're
going to
leave you, we're gonna leave you
okay.
A copy of this. So yeah, just update the flares and the registration. And when you get those, give her a call, and she can come back and recheck you and get you a sticker.
Marion Parrish, the Auxiliary Chief of Staff, explained at a meet-and-greet event on July 14th that the military branch needs civilian volunteers of all sorts, not just help with vessel inspections.
Right now, the Coast Guard has a definite need for doctors, medical people, chaplains, interpreters.
Cooks.
So cooks.
As an example, Larkin relates how an auxiliary cook on the Coast Guard cutter Kukui allowed the ship to respond to deadly landslides in Haines last winter.
That the captain told her, had she not agreed to go, they could not have gotten underway because they were minimum staffing.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary was established by Congress in 1939 when a group of yacht owners in California pushed for a volunteer arm of the branch to be established to allow them to help in the lead-up to U.S. involvement in World War II. Today, it acts as the Coast Guard Reserve. Larkin explains the auxiliary is authorized to carry out basically any mission the Coast Guard is, with one exception.
We don't carry guns and write tickets, and we don't do military operations, so I'm not likely to get sent to Iraq again, which is fine with me.
As Larkin describes it, in Alaska there's not a lot of Coast Guard, but there's a lot of water and a lot of boats. He adds anyone can join. The requirements are basic.
Backwards.
We pretty much, you have to be 17 until the end of life. There's no upper limit. There actually is nothing in the requirements that requires you have a pulse.
Buness says she's wanted to form a Wrangell Flotilla, a standalone branch of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, since she met members of the Coast Guard while working as a stewardess on the Columbia.
I thought, I think we could do that in Wrangell.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could pull this off. So, yeah, I think it would be a very, very positive thing to have here. We just need people to join up.
For now, though, she's the only sworn member of the Wrangell detachment, and she hasn't been official for very long. In fact, she was sworn in at the meet and greet earlier this month.
Congratulations.
But there is local interest.
I used to be very involved in scouting.
Shirley Wimberly is especially interested in the partnership between the Coast Guard Auxiliary and the Boy Scouts of America. The Sea Scouts.
I said, oh, that would be fun. So that's kind of how I'm coming into it. But I'm kind of excited about some of the other stuff. I mean, I didn't realize you get to do all kinds of stuff. So
For Pastor Sue Beleda, she says she already has some history helping out the Coast Guard in her position as a religious leader.
When we were in Juneau, I had sort of an unofficial relationship with the Coast Guard because our church was right across the street from their offices. So we provided some safe sanctuary space for times when the Coast Guard kind of needed that. So I kind of have a little history.
For her husband, Bill, it's a logical extension of being a boat owner.
We have a boat. And everyone who's had a boat has had contact with the Coast Guard. So we're already broken into the process.
Why not help out?
Right. Why not? If you can help, you should.
It does cost some money. Members of the Coast Guard Auxiliary are responsible for buying their own uniform. There are also annual dues. Larkin says for his flotilla in Juneau, that's about $50 a year. Meetings and training happen once or twice a month. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.